the poor and helpless seek God more for material abundance. The rich and wealthy seek God also for reverence. The poor who is struggling, who is going through the grind of life, who is struggling for more and to make two ends meet, so many things to be accomplished, so many things to be provided for his family. Sometimes the basic needs aren't available. The struggle just to pay the bills. The struggle just to keep the family alive. And the constant struggle to borrow, repay, life on installments, life in installments. They will certainly seek God for abundance, for more, for that peace of material abundance, that joy and celebration which comes from material abundance. The poor will rarely seek God for absolute spiritual growth, for absolute spiritual evolution. The poor will rarely seek God only for gratitude of life, gratitude for the breath he takes, gratitude for the sky above, earth beneath, gratitude for the fruits, for flowers, the birds, the bees, etc. The poor will be in a constant struggle, constant grind. On the other side, many are rich. Once they find meaninglessness in all the materials and fulfillment of desires, desires after desires, once fulfilled, they climb the ladder of evolution higher and then realize nothing was good enough to fulfill. Neither a Lamborghini nor the most expensive watches, suits, jewelry and holidays. So then they move towards higher fulfillment, the religion of art, poetry, prose. And when that also fails to completely fulfill, in seeking pleasures with creativity, then they finally move upwards for just spiritual gratification and gratitude of life, wanting nothing more other than peace of mind. Then their life starts refusing, renouncing and detaching from material wealth. All they want is spiritual health. All they want is wholeness. All they want is harmony. The higher meaningfulness specialized, mankind Mickey-mized.